Ahoy, welcome to a brand new episode of Baffled. It's your favourite fact podcast. My name's Dan. Thank you for listening. We are out the other side of Guest Fest. And the only special guests we have here is the nice llama that Connor's turned up in.
All right.
What is this thing you're wearing?
It's called a fleece.
This is the world's hottest studio.
Yeah, I'm hot, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, but it's new and I enjoy it and it's warm and comfortable.
What I enjoy is that you walked in here and went, I'm going to zip it up. Not even going to let it breathe a bit in.
We'll give it 10 minutes, it'll be off.
This is dead easy. We're going to find facts. We've scoured books and the internet. We've got three each. We'll decide whether they are incredible, whether they are worth sharing, or if they need to be chucked inside the bin of nonsense. If you ever have facts, by the way, or anything you'd like to get in touch with us about, it's info@baffledpod.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Connor.
What's happening?
You and your alpaca, give us a fact.
I just want to give you, like, you're about to lose it this week. This week is something that's going to just really get to you.
Why would you?
Because these are real Dan not enjoy facts.
I feel like you're coming with a vendetta.
Well, we're going to go straight in.
I don't know if I like to be pigeonholed like that.
Well, no. Okay. Well, do you want me to start?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe and maybe not. Are they just the same thing?
Maybe and maybe not. Yeah, it's fine.
Well, yeah, that's the fact. So why do we have maybe not? When maybe it's just maybe not.
That's the fact.
That's the fact. Maybe and maybe not the same thing.
I thought it was still starting. I thought this was still preamble of getting into the fact.
That there is an elite fact. Maybe and maybe not the same thing. What I'm doing here is I'm adjusting the English
language. Here for me is the key difference between maybe and maybe not.
Go on. I'd like to hear this.
Maybe errs on the side of yes. Mm-hmm. Maybe not errs on the side of no.
Well, no, maybe covers, maybe not.
No, because if you say to me, would you like Chinese?
Maybe.
Right, for dinner?
Maybe.
Right, that makes me say that there is a chance that you want to say
it's
yes.
It's a 50-50 bet.
However, if you say maybe not, that says we're probably not going to have Chinese.
No. But what you're doing is I agree.
Great, brilliant.
But
let's move on.
But you're changing the concept of maybe. Because maybe not is edging towards no.
Exactly. Therefore, maybe and maybe not are not the same
but
thing.
But then maybe yes, he's edging towards... No. Maybe he's 50-50.
Yeah.
So yeah, therefore...
Because maybe not's already covered.
But no one ever says maybe not. The only time...
They do. Of course they do.
The only time anyone ever says maybe not is when they've said maybe. And it's just a phrase.
No, they say maybe not.
When do you ever ask anyone a question
Ready?
And they say maybe not?
Ask me for a Nando's.
Do you want a Nando's?
Maybe, maybe not.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You only ever say maybe not.
Then ask me again.
Do you want a Nando's?
I maybe not want one.
That doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't.
It's different words.
It does make sense.
No.
I checked this one with my mum and she said this was a good fact.
So I don't want to have a go at anyone's family members.
You can call my mum if you want. Maybe not the same thing.
In the time of doing this show, I think we've learned that your mum is not a great judge of the facts that you bring to the podcast.
Maybe not. They are the same thing.
I know they're the same thing.
So what's the point?
What do you mean, what's the point?
Where did maybe not come from?
Because people use it in that phrase.
No. Yeah, but
because it's poetic.
I mean poetic.
That's maybe, maybe not.
Yeah, no, maybe. He's covering maybe not.
I know it is.
So we don't need maybe not.
Well, fine, well, don't say
it. I feel
it.
Like there is a whole bunch of listeners, there's thousands of listeners right now getting really off at you.
Yeah, allow it.
Again, we always need to think of the new listener. And you're starting this fact podcast, we're getting everyone involved off the back of Guest Fest. Listeners higher than ever. Oh, look at these incredible facts we're going to bring to you. You sit down there and go, oh, maybe it's the same as maybe not.
Yeah. You want to see where the other two are going. Oh, seriously, that's probably the best
but
one.
It's not really, it's not a fact.
It is a fact.
The last 4 weeks, you've only had to bring two facts. You've had a bonus fact that you could have had every single week and this is what you bring
I found
for
this.
The post-Guest Fest episode.
I found this on 43 City Little Facts.
What was 1 to 42?
.com. I've picked another two.
That's the website.
Yeah, I think 43.
Fact one. Two and two are spelt differently and mean different things.
They're limiting themselves as a website if they're only doing 43.
Wait,
why stop there?
It lures you in. It does me anyway. If I see 50 or 10 or 20, I don't click it. 43,
it's
too many.
43, yeah.
But yeah, so you learn something new every day, don't you?
Jesus. Maybe you do. Mm-mm. Maybe you don't.
Are you gonna probably tell me something right now about the French Revolution or something?
Mark, what's your first fact of the show?
Facebook offered graffiti artist David Koh $60,000 to paint murals in their offices in 2005. He went, no, it's fine. I'll just take compensation in stock instead. It's now valued at more than $200 million.
Here's why I'm
That's
happy.
That's a good paycheck.
Here's why I'm quite happy that I don't have a lot of stock. I would never know when to sell. I'd always be annoyed that I've sold at the wrong point.
The thing is, you look at it and someone goes, do you want to sell? And you go, maybe not.
When you trade crypto like me, you just all, you know, when you sort of buy and sell, you know?
What?
Huh?
What you did there was just use words that made no sense.
I'm crypto trader.
You know when you start a sentence?
Are you?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's
Coinbase.com.
It's so hard to find a crypto trader at the moment.
Yeah. I'm a big crypto.
You're a rarity.
Yeah, I make the TikToks. No, I agree. I have no idea how it works. Sometimes I see the big plus with the percentage and a big number and I don't understand what that means. I don't understand. Do I buy? Do I sell? Do I not?
It's more this. It's like if he sold his shares for £200 billion, you'd be, you know, more money than anyone ever needs.
Yeah.
But next day they were £300 million. You're pissed off.
It's true.
You're pissed off with your lot.
And what did he do? A bit of paint?
Yeah. What, spray paint, probably?
Yeah, he's a graffiti artist.
All right.
How do you feel about graffiti artists?
I like graffiti. I don't agree with putting it. I don't agree with these graffiti walls and stuff, really, to be honest with you. I think it encourages it to happen elsewhere, in my opinion.
Is the argument then, though, that it needs to encourage it to find new generation of artists?
Yeah, but I don't think graffiti is also massive vandalism. So you want to try and keep that away from the beautiful fence that my dad put up in late 2009.
What do they put on it? Connor's a knob?
No, it was like John was here or something. I don't know.
Annoying.
Yeah. But was W-O-Z-E-R-E.
That's cool.
My dad was really annoyed. He had to ring up the fence guy, like, you got another panel?
He was like, maybe, maybe not.
Exactly. Maybe.
Or maybe not.
Maybe not. It's a good fact that people are going to enjoy that one, trust me. Leave a review or a comment if you like that, because people will.
Maybe,
trust me.
Maybe,
but please
maybe
don't just leave a review that says maybe, maybe not, because that's not going to look good for the podcast.
Yeah.
What are people saying? Baffled. Maybe, maybe not.
Yeah.
See, Mark is right, because the maybe not is a negative spin on it. So yeah. So people
Which
say it
when, makes it different.
And all language is inferred with whatever context you put into it. So the fact is, if you don't really fancy anything, that's why you say maybe not, maybe not. So yeah, they are slightly different.
No, they're not the same thing.
I enjoy that fact. It's a bit like, you know, if a tree falls in the woods. It's that kind of thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, it's like, can one hand clap? It's like that.
What do you mean by, can a tree fall in the woods?
It makes a noise. Does it make a noise, sorry, if a tree falls in the woods? It's like the Bart Simpson when he plays golf and he gets himself into zen. That's
what you meant, other trees are around it, stopping it.
No, it's, you know, if a tree falls in the woods, does it make a noise? It's that thing.
Right.
Does it?
Make a noise?
Yeah.
Why would it not? It's a big thing falling.
If a tree falls in, I've realised I've done this and I've not given you half the details. If a tree falls in the woods, then there's no one around to hear it.
Yeah.
Does it make a sound?
Of course it does, just no one's heard it.
But for something to be a sound, does someone need to hear it?
That's like saying, what? Yeah, of course it's still a sound. But you haven't heard, is he having a lot? He's just come at me about maybe, maybe not, and he's actually doing this.
No, but then is something a sound if no one hears it?
Mark, please tell me that you're kind of a little bit here with me.
No, I'm just really enjoying this right now.
But for something to be a sound, someone needs to hear it.
Well, no, what is sound defined by you hearing it?
Well, that's the question. You know what the answer is?
No, sound is
maybe
that.
Maybe.
But I've heard that.
Yeah, but even if you didn't hear it, it's still a sound being made, isn't it?
But if no one heard it, is it a sound?
Well, of course it is. It's just it hasn't been consumed. Mental.
That's the thing.
What a silliness. And you're coming at maybe, maybe not, giving me this spiel. That's silly.
That's
silly.
The thing.
A sound is a vibration that travels through the air and can be heard when it reaches a person or animal's ear.
Can be heard.
But if
doesn't
no,
mean there's not sound.
When it reaches a person or animal's ear. No. Therefore, is it truly a sound? If it isn't heard by a person or an animal's ear.
Of course it's a sound. Of course it's a sound. This is really not good for me.
You came into this podcast being like, oh, I'm going to wind you up. I've got facts that are going to send you around the bend. Maybe, maybe not.
Maybe, maybe not. It's a sound. This fact is anything to do with history, big dates. Think about it.
No, it's not. The most common word in any language appears twice as often as the second most common word. It appears 3 times most as often as the 3rd most common word. 4 times as often as the 4th most common word. And that is a fact.
I like that.
So let me get... It's called Zipf's Law.
I have no idea what you said.
So Zipf's Law, the Zipfian distribution, George Kingsley Zipf studied many, many books, studied loads of words, found the most frequently occurring words. What do you reckon the most frequently occurring word is in the English language?
And?
The.
Right.
Which is 7% of all word occurrences. The 2nd most common word is...
And.
Of. Which accounts for 3.5% of words. Half of 7. And then it is...
But.
And. Which is 1/3 of 7.
Can I just say...
That's great. So the most
this
common...
This podcast needs to be number one in the f***ing globe, mate. Because we are churning out content... That is great.
I sometimes wonder if we remember that people are listening. And it's just an excuse for me and Mark to wind you up. So the most common word in the English language, the 2nd most common word, appears half as much as the most common.
Dan, I'm going to be honest
the
with you.
The 3rd most common word appears 1/3 as the most common.
Dan, I'll be honest with you, mate.
Staggering.
I'm so locked. Like, genuinely.
Staggering.
I'm not just that. I literally have no idea what you're talking about.
You know what I mean?
I am so lost.
I know exactly
lost.
What I mean, yeah.
So the common word is appearing less.
No. The most common word appears a certain amount of times.
Yeah.
The 2nd most common word appears half as many times in the English language in the usage of
half.
It.
Half.
Yeah. Which is also 1/2 and it's the 2nd most common.
Yeah, 50%.
The 3rd appears 1/3 as many times as the most common 3rd word.
Which is 1/3 and it's the 3rd most common.
And that goes right the way down. So the 77th most common word
is
in the English
77th over 1.
1/77.
Below, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Fantastic.
It is fantastic, yeah. What's the most common word?
Maybe.
Maybe not.
It's the. Connor, give us your 2nd fact of the show.
Can I just ask quickly, did you start off with what you thought was the best fact?
No.
Okay, good.
Umop.
What?
Umop apistin is upside down, spelled upside down, but with actual letters of the alphabet.
It's not a fact, is it?
It's a fact!
Jesus.
Not many words can do that. Flip baffled.
It doesn't...
No.
But it doesn't make sense.
If you flip upside down, you actually flip the letters, they're still letters.
But it doesn't make sense.
But it's letters.
Yeah, but it doesn't
flip
make
baffled.
Sense. But it doesn't make sense.
It doesn't create letters. Upside down
the B
creates
does.
Letters.
The B that... does, and the L does, and the E does, and the D does.
The A?
It could be a V.
It's got a line through it. It could be a V. It's got a line through it.
But it doesn't make sense. The word doesn't make... The sentence doesn't make sense.
No, it does because... It's a good fact. Because the word upside
no,
down...
No, I know what you mean.
Flipped.
Great.
Upside down gives you letters.
Yeah, but it doesn't... But the word doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't matter. No, it doesn't matter about that. It
but
gives
it's,
you
but
letters.
It's meaningless.
Okay, find me another example then of something you can flip upside down that gives you letters.
Bob.
Boobs.
Yeah.
Bob, boobs.
If upside down
and
does
it,
that,
and
you're
it makes,
flipping
and
it
makes,
upside down,
yeah,
isn't
but
that great?
The point is,
but it is
and
upside
I understand,
down.
Yes, I understand.
That's the best bit about it.
I understand that. Again, this is one of the moments where, dear listener, we need to remember that you're there. It's irrelevant because it means nothing. Like, if you told me that, oh, upside down, flipped upside down, the words actually spell out this way up or something, like, if it actually made sense, that's impressive.
Yeah.
What does it again?
Because
no, I understand. What's the word?
Oh, umop apistin.
What the f*** is that?
Well, it doesn't matter what it is.
It sounds like you've gone to the toilet in a mop.
That
in
is
a cleaning,
upside down, in, upside down. And that's what's great about it, because upside down flips upside down actually gives you letters. Other words don't even create letters when they're flipped upside down. But upside down, you're actually doing that exact thing and you're getting letters.
Do you believe this?
Of course I believe
like,
it.
Like, do you actually believe that this is a good fact?
I believe this is a great fact because it's the word upside down being flipped upside down, giving you actual letters. Because the U upside down gives you a U.
Are you happy with what you've done today?
Yeah.
Are you happy with what you've brought to this job?
Genuinely, I actually spent a solid hour on these facts and I picked ones that I enjoyed.
Is this from your 43 facts?
I've spent...
Did it spend you an hour to read through 43 facts and go, these 3 are the worst, I'm choosing these?
I have spent... Less time on bigger facts.
If you're listening to this and you're thinking, oh, maybe I could hire Connor to do some freelance work, what will he do for my 50 quid an hour? That's what he'll do. A mop a piston.
Pardon?
A mop a piston.
Mop a piston. I always sort of think of it as mop and piston.
Yeah, piston and mop.
Yeah, the third fact of the day is an absolute cracker.
What, are they crackers?
They're good.
Right.
See, these are the facts I think people want.
Do you?
In my opinion.
Yeah. I'm slowly, my opinion over whether you're a good judge of content is rapidly changing.
There's Connors out there that are going to listen to this and absolutely love it.
Don't want them to listen.
You know what I think?
Listen to something else.
I'm with Dan.
Yeah. Mm. I beg you, stay.
What I love is Connor was agreeing there, waiting for me to agree to him. He just blindly assumed I was going to be like, yeah, yeah, I'm with you there.
What's the word?
Mop a piston.
No.
A
mop.
Oh, is it a new?
A piston.
Mark, give us your second fact of the show.
A joke landed a kid in jail for 69 years.
Here we go.
69 years? A joke?
It's a joke.
What's the gag?
So, Louis the 14th of France.
He was a wrong one.
We're going back. He was. We're going back to 1674 here. He was visiting a school at Clermont, and he heard a rumour that from the school's authorities that one of the children, a 9-year-old Irish lad named Francis Selden, had made a joke about the king's bald head. He was furious, so he had a warrant drawn up for the kid's arrest, and he was thrown into solitary confinement in the Bastille. His parents, who were members of one of Europe's richest merchant families, were simply told their child had disappeared. Days turned to months, months to years. Louis himself passed away. They kind of forgot about him. 69 years later, he was finally let free.
You'd be pissed off, wouldn't you?
Yeah, gutted.
What a waste of your life. You know what it made me think of? What year? 1674. Imagine what we'd be like. We'd be chucked away, you and I.
I'd be, yeah.
Yeah.
Moments.
You'd be a street urchin.
Yeah.
You'd be the Artful Dodger.
Within moments.
Without any skill. Mm. I'd be this kid that gets locked away for making a terrible baldy joke.
Yeah.
Baldy, baldy, baldy.
Did he do full time?
What do you mean did he do?
Did he do all of the time?
He was there for 69 years. I don't think they sentenced him to 69 years.
They forgot about him.
They just chucked him in the hole, as it was called.
Yeah, yeah, but he stayed there for the... Wow.
What type of kid do you reckon Mark would be back in that this time? You know, very stereotypical kid. SWAT, you know.
Maybe, like, rich.
Yeah?
Yeah. No. Blazer.
I don't think so.
Bit of a, you know...
No, tubby gingers don't make money back in those days.
It's really mean. You see, now I would back you here and be part of you, but what you've done is a mop piston. You've backed him up.
Well, yeah, because it's
maybe
ridiculous.
Maybe not. I'd have your back here. Not now.
I don't want
insult him again, Dan.
I don't want you back.
Did gingers exist in the day then?
Yes.
No, they were. It's from a failed experiment.
I've never seen an old school picture of somebody that's ginger. They're always really dark. Not even really blonde. Always dark. Very dark.
What about Henry VIII?
Was it ginger?
Dyed their hair, didn't they?
Fair point, though. When you go way back to those times, yeah. They're all very dark haired, aren't they?
Well, it's because they're in black and white. Yeah.
Less blonde. That's probably a fair point.
Yeah. It's because if you were back in the day and you knew you were going to get a portrait that would take months and months, you'd dye your hair.
It's because the picture's in black and white, isn't it?
Yeah, probably.
Yes, Connor, yeah. Because everything was in black and white back in 1674.
I'm just really excited for my fact. I'm just trying to get around as quick as possible because this fact is so good.
Second fact of the day.
Here we go.
You can be allergic to the cold. Actual, physically allergic to cold weather.
I genuinely think I am.
People with cold urticaria experience wildly different symptoms. It frequently appears in young adults. Unlucky. You have minor reactions to the cold. Some have severe reactions. You could lead to very low blood pressure. You can get itchy welts. You can get swelling of the lips from cold food or drink. You can even have anaphylaxis where your throat closes up and then your heart stops. Is your heart stopping because you're cold?
No. So recently, in the last 6 to 8 months, when I hold cold things, it really makes my hands ache.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Maybe you do have it.
I don't know why, but like when I hold... What?
Maybe. Maybe not.
Man. When I hold like a can of Coke out of the fridge, it hurts my hands. I have to wrap something around it.
That's because you're soft, mate.
No, it's because it hurts.
It's because it happens for everyone, though. It's cold for everyone.
No, it makes all your nerves ache, like general pain up your arm.
I just think, and I know it's 2021, so you can't, you know, I can't go in too hard.
Mm.
I just think you're being a bit of a wuss with it, really.
Maybe. But my heart hasn't stopped yet.
Having a good, strong backhand, I wouldn't teach you.
Yeah.
That's my dad would
say. So,
it's very, very strange vibes in the room today, isn't it?
Do you get any, like, pharmaceutical stuff when...
It's a good question. I don't know. You can see a doctor, so I would imagine they would deal with you. They would help you out.
Strong backhander.
Yeah, again, very strange vibes in the... I'm in a mood where I just like to wind people up. I would say that's where I am.
Safe to say after the third fact, then I'll get annihilated.
That's good. Because what's interesting, do you know why you find things cold?
No.
Do you know why things become cold?
No, it's only been recently.
As a note, what? Do you know why people, why one person finds things cold?
Is it nerd-related?
Well, it's, I mean, it's temperature, but what happens with temperature is there's an equilibrium. So if you touch something cold, the natural order of things want to make that the same temperature as you. So a lot of your heat goes to the cold thing, which lowers your temperature, which makes you cold.
Why? Yeah. Yeah. Did you know that?
I did.
Of course you did. It's kind of like two minds here, isn't it, really? I mean, you say it, he knows it, he says it, you know it, and I just learn.
There you go. That would be an apt description of this podcast, I think.
It would be, yeah. But yeah, so if anybody's listening knows why my hands ache with Coke, please let me know.
Just interesting.
Ice.
Yeah, ice.
Put my hand out the window
stick
as well.
Stick it up a polar bear's. I just noticed
there's a lamppost outside.
I was holding bars in the gym the other day. I had to let go. It was that painful.
Yeah.
That's just because you're weak.
I think it was called, I looked up, so it begins with an R, something disease.
It might be Raynes disease. Is it Raynes?
I think it might be that.
That's poor circulation.
Yeah, maybe that.
I noticed that we've just come off the back of a month of Guest Fest. The facts that you didn't bring facts like this.
No.
You went and sat here with Ty Verdes, who came all the way from LA, and be like, hey, Ty, maybe means the same as maybe not.
I didn't want to embarrass myself.
No, I just do it.
But I spice it up, you know?
But it's fine when it's us three.
I like to spice it up.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello, sorry to interrupt your podcast. We didn't do that. It's just been magically done for us. We do a podcast, which I think you might like if you like this podcast. Our podcast is called The A to Z of Men with me, Chris Brooks.
And me, Scott Robinson.
And what's the podcast about, Scott?
I mean, what we're doing really is giving you an insight, a delve into the male mind. We're going through the alphabet letter by letter. I submit a word, Chris submits a word, and we battle it out to see what word goes into the A to Z of Men.
And you can get us wherever you get your podcast from. Just search for the A to Z of Men.
If you'd like to get in touch with the show, it's info@baffledpod.com. Make sure you follow us on Instagram as well. We are @baffledpod there, and it's the same on your TikTok. If you'd like this nonsense in visual, short content to form, that's what you need to do. Connor, what's your last fact of the show?
What?
By the way, you know, you've talked... Can it possibly be better than maybe, maybe not?
Okay, just peel back your right headphone. Get your finger and scratch your ear.
No, if you tell me it's about to sound like Pac-Man, I'm going to hit you.
Is that what it is?
Sounds like Pac-Man. Does it or does it not sound like Pac-Man?
The depressing thing is that you've said that and there is now four guys in their 20s all going,
if you're asking who the four is, there's me, Connor, Mark, Dan, and producer Adam out there we've just looked at. Does it or does it not sound like Pac-Man?
Yeah, it sounds like Pac-Man. It's a fact.
Just stop coming. They're all facts. They're just not facts that you appear.
It's just we've discussed this before.
And I don't want, look, I don't want people, if they're trying us out for the first time and they think, Christ, like, why are these people being so mean on this guy? And I don't want it to be the case. We've had this discussion before. Like, facts are terrible.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll give you, okay. Well, all right then. We'll scrap that one. The UE UE in Q is silent. What's the point?
What?
Q.
What is in the spelling of the word Q? Q-U-E-U-E. The UE UE. It's silent. Why did you call it Q? You know what? I prefer that to the Batman one.
Well, there we go then. I made you happy today, didn't I? What I do is I deliver the things that people want.
It's annoying, isn't it? Because now you've got one less fact for the next time we record.
No.
What am I talking about? 43facts.com.
Genuinely. 43, yeah. Genuinely. I reckon there are thousands of people right now listening to this that have gone...
Yeah, of course there are.
Yeah. What you've done is what's brilliant for a podcast. You've made everyone take their headphones out.
That sounds exactly like Batman.
Yeah, but fine.
It's brilliant. That is such a good thing to have. And no, I love it.
What do you mean? It's a good thing to have.
It's all about what people
like. It's a good thing to have.
It's all about what we enjoy.
All those moments when you're bored at home and you're like, what can I do to entertain myself? Oh, I know. If I stick my finger in my ear and I give it a wiggle, it sounds like bloody Pac-Man's
thing
there.
Is right.
But so can we just clarify as well?
Yeah.
You're telling us that if we put our finger in our right ear, then it sounds like Pac-Man.
Left
can we
ear.
Just clarify left ear it works as well?
The female one.
Yeah.
Right. There's three people in this podcast, yeah?
Yeah.
And we all do what we enjoy. You got me. I like to talk about things like this. I enjoy these facts. Mark likes sort of stuff. And then Spanish Armada is Dan. You like a bit of Spanish Armada and something that happened and no one understands it or gives one. But stuff like this, trust me, could be a Nigel Award, that one.
Yeah, for the worst ever fact.
And if you don't like it, then yeah, why is UE UE in Q?
I prefer that because I like the way you just said it.
Yeah.
UE UE.
Wait, sorry. Yeah, why is the UE UE in Q? I don't know what you're talking about. There's no context to it. You just said, why is the UE UE in Q?
What's the point?
I don't know. I don't invent language.
But I think when you start picking it apart, like, what's the f***ing point? The UE UE, it's hard to spell when you're at school. That is a hard, hard word to learn to spell.
I mean, if they'd have taught us that Q ends in UE UE, then I think everyone would have known it.
It's a hard word to spell.
Hang on.
Is it? It's three letters.
Q. Keep it Q. Okay. What are you doing? That's what I think anyway.
How much of your life do you spend having a discussion with people about the fact you're in a queue? What are you doing?
Queue. Yeah, quite a lot of life is queues.
Apparently it's because it's... apparently the reason Q is spelled as it is because it is French. And the different pairs of letters let you know
but
how
I'm
it's
not French.
Spelled.
I'm not French.
Yeah, but you still
I'm
say
English.
Croissant and baguette, don't you?
Yeah, but I'm English.
Right.
I don't need
what would you
UE
rather
UE.
Call a croissant and a baguette then?
Do you need UE UE? Do you need UE UE? No. Was it hard to spell when you was a young boy? Yes, it was a hard word.
I found it quite easy, actually.
Well, of course, you
I've always
did,
been
you
hard
know,
to spell
yeah.
It's just Q and then U E U.
Dan was like, oh, yeah, Q's easy to spell. You know, I sit there at 5 years old Googling history on a Friday night.
Is that why you looked at this fact? Because that's the way you remembered how to spell it?
Q E U E, that's how I remember how to spell it. Yeah, Q E U E, yeah. Anyway, so you're welcome.
What about a snooker Q?
It's spelled different, isn't it?
Yeah, how do you spell that?
U E.
But C-U-E, actually.
C-U-E. Why don't they just put Q?
Well, it would make loads of sense, wouldn't it? Actually, no, it's C-U-E, isn't it?
Yeah, so
what? Yeah, that's what you're saying.
You've had a mare,
but it's, no, but it's pronounced Q.
You've had a bit of a nightmare there.
No, it's pronounced...
You come at me, so why don't they just keep it as Q?
I know how it's spelled. I know how it's spelled.
I told you how it's spelled. And you didn't correct me on the spelling mistake that I made.
Because I already corrected you!
I said Q-U-E, and you went, yeah.
Stop it. We're not getting anywhere. Let me just say... I know how the word Q is spelled, like a snooker Q. Mark had already corrected you, so I was agreeing with him. What I'm saying is, why just spell it like that? Why didn't they just put a Q there?
If we ever really get big with this podcast, then maybe
that's going to happen after this.
Maybe
it?
Do like a road trip or something. How's this going to work? Because these conversations on a day-to-day basis can't happen.
I see myself being on a big throne and you two just running around chatting.
I would happily be attached to the bus in my own little thing. Happily.
Yeah.
Then have to just defend myself.
Just strapped at the top.
You know as well, you'd look in the window and you'd be like Connor scratching his ear again, smiling.
Looking up etymology. Mark, give us your last fact of the show.
In 18th century England, gambling dens employed someone whose job it was to swallow the dice if there was a police raid.
What I would love, and this is not just on the basis of this episode, if there was like a really good phrase that came out of this. You know, phrases come out of ridiculous things.
Yeah.
Like if there was a phrase like, swallowed the dice, and no one knew what it meant, and it turned out this was what it meant. Snake eyes in your belly. That's what I would like.
Payment? Do you know what they were earning?
Well, yeah, it was a job. Not a lot. Not earning a lot. They're not, you know, rolling around with riches.
I'd be wanting elite payment for basically...
It's quite easy to swallow dye.
Chance of dying, though, really?
Ah, probably not for something like that.
Okay, cool. Should we get some for next episode? You start swallowing something.
This is where some places have it figured out. So in Chicago, in gambling houses, all the dice were made out of sugar cubes.
Great! That's a roll, I would imagine. Yeah. Why? That's a good addendum to the fact. That is the fact. That's the fact of the show.
Heavy diabetes back then?
Yeah, but it's only a sugar cube, isn't it? You swallow two sugar cubes, like you're having two teaspoons in your tea.
Yeah. People, you probably do that daily.
Yeah.
Well, actually, they're probably not getting raided that much, aren't they? When was this?
This is back in the 18th century.
And where was it again?
This was the 18th century in England, but it's something which, you know, happened worldwide.
I quite like that.
I quite like it as well.
What did they make the dots out of on the dye on the sugar cube? Dye.
It's a very good question, and I don't know. Maybe dye, yeah.
Mark's
but why would they spell it differently to the other way?
It's interesting. I do enjoy that fact. It makes you wonder at what point like someone came up with that idea. Some one person heard that they were doing it this way, so why don't we make it out of sugar cubes?
Well, essentially, the thought process went, no dice, no crime, no case. So if you got raided by the police and you could get rid of the dice... Be like, well, there's no dice. How are we playing games? How are we gambling?
It's like that Roald Dahl story with the Legoland. You ever heard that? One of your favourites, I'd imagine, Connor.
Have we ever heard that? Sorry, please.
It's a famous story. It's the perfect murder.
The Roald Dahl leg of lamb. Have you ever heard that? No, mate.
It's the perfect
Never,
murder.
Never, ever had that.
A woman clubs her husband to death with a frozen leg of lamb. She cooks it and then feeds it to the policeman.
Right.
So there's no evidence.
When did you hear this story and why?
I was reading a book of Roald Dahl short stories. Mm. How do you spend your time doing the alphabet song?
Just in many other ways than that.
He just sits there, finger in his ear, going, oh, it's Pac-Man.
Last fact of the show. Female dragonflies say no to sex by faking their own deaths. Once a female dragonfly is mated, all she is interested in doing is laying her eggs and getting on with her life. Occasionally, an unwelcome lover will sidle up, wanting a bit of bonus action, wanting a bit of something extra. So the butterfly, the dragonfly, sorry, crashes to the ground and plays dead.
I bet there's some dirty dragonflies that still go for it, didn't you?
When they did?
Probably, yeah.
Necrophilia.
Everyone knows there's that one dodgy dragonfly.
What, the necrophiliac?
Bob. Let's say his name's Bob.
Dragonfly.
You heard about Bob? I reckon there is.
He likes having sex with dead dragonflies.
I reckon there probably is, yeah.
What's going on in Essex? But this happened, and then the duped males eventually get bored, they leave, and then the dragonfly picks themselves up. Scientists have seen this happening.
You do always wonder about these insects. Well, you do always wonder. I don't wonder often, but when this sort of topic comes up, like gnats having sex, ants...
I read recently...
Bit mental, wasn't it?
...that quite a substantial amount of animal sex is unconsensual. So they're just kind of...
It happens.
And the woman...
Yeah.
I guess the point of it, isn't it, is that the woman, you know, wants to have babies because they do it a lot more secular than we do here, than, you know, women do in humans. Like, every year it's like, right, let's get going again. So I don't know how annoyed the woman is, but it's not... You know, they don't, like, fall in love and do it quite a lot of the time.
Yeah, I didn't imagine that they would be, like, planning it.
Like, courting.
Yeah, having a little chat.
Watching Netflix first.
Yeah.
And, like, geese mate, and they mate for life.
Mm. As do seahorses, I think.
You two need to get out. I'm just putting it out there. Your knowledge of stupid is at such a level where... I appreciate that. But reading these things is too much reading.
You know what you need to do?
You've run out of things to read that you're now just scouring Wikipedia for
what
stuff.
What you need to do is you need to hear something and just take it in.
What you need to do is read yourself a nice book of Roald Dahl short stories.
Love to.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's on the list of the books that I should read in my life.
Thank you very much for listening to this week's episode of Baffled. I hope you've made some sense out of that. What have we learned this week? Well, the second most common word in the English language is half as much as the first. The third is a third as much as the first. The fourth is a quarth. You understand the deal. Also, if we, Connor and I, were around way back, we'd probably be in jail. One of us would be the Artful Dodger. And have we learnt some facts today? Maybe. Maybe not. info@baffledpod.com is where you need to go to get in touch. Follow us on socials, we're at BaffledPod there. Say goodbye, Connor.
What did he just say? Yeah, it's BaffledPod, not BaffledPod.
Is that what I did?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
BaffledPod.
But it was good because you've done the bit before, but maybe not. See ya.
I was stifling a cough. Say goodbye, Mark.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
We'll see you on Friday. Brand new Connor Explains. Who knows what it'll do this week. Bye-bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.